despite all of the negative things that may be happening, God is still worthy to be praised this morning. We have so much to have joy about, and in the midst of our joy, we realize that there's a lot of heartache, there's a lot of sickness, there's a lot of uncertainties going on in our lives, but God is still God all by himself. And if there ever was a time when we, the people of God, need to just be still and let God be God, it's right now. If we will allow the Lord our God to lead and direct our very paths, then we will find that things will begin to come back together. But we got to trust God. If you have your Bibles this morning, we'd like to share with you again out of the Gospel according to St. John. Should be reading out of the 6th chapter. I'm going to back up and read verses 4 through 11. And then I'll read 51 again for your consideration. All of this is out of the 6th chapter of St. John. 6th chapter of St. John, beginning at verse 4, the Bible reads, "And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, There is a lad here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fish as much as they would." Verse 51 says, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or a theme this morning. In Jesus' hands, a little bread is more than enough. Amen. In Jesus' hands, a little bread is more than enough. God is a God this morning without respect of persons. And don't get it twisted. Don't think that God going to bless you more than he going to bless that woman or that man on that pew with you just because of who you are. We got to understand that everybody is somebody. It is God's will. It is his right to bless us. And when we think about the mere fact that God created us and made us from the dust of the ground in his very own image. So that lets us know that we are a very special creation. We are created to be somebody that ought to be as much like Jesus as we can be. We talk about being Christians and being Christ-like, and the only way you can learn how to be a Christian is learning the Word of God. For you cannot know how to be like Christ unless you learn about Christ. And we find in the good news of the Gospels that Jesus Christ was one that loved us so much that he allowed himself to die shameful death. And we just finished just enjoying and celebrating Resurrection Sunday. But this day that the Lord has made is still a day to rejoice. It's still a day to celebrate. It's still a day to acknowledge that Jesus Christ died a shameful death for your sins and for my sins. And as we have come into this house of worship on this, the first Sunday of April, it seems as though we have just experienced the first Sunday of the year, and already we have 3 months have already come and gone. And there's some things that you may have thought at the beginning of the year, there's some things that I'm going to get done, and you may have had a timetable that this here is the definition, this is the way that I'm going to go about it. I'm going to get it done in this time frame. But in this time frame, you find that things just don't work out the way that you thought. So now, if things did not work out the way that you thought, are you going to give up or are you going to turn around? I don't know what this popping is this morning, but regardless of what the devil tried to do, always remember that God will make a way. We got to remember this morning that it may not happen in our own time, but if we trust God, God will deliver us. God will make things happen the way that he would have them to. We're living in a time as we look around that things are costing so much. We find ourselves with hardly enough to make it, even to make the bare necessities of a life. Everything has either gone up, and we find that the more that it go up, our pay scale either stay the same or we are threatened to lose what we got altogether. But despite where we are, despite what we might be going through, we got to understand that God is still the supplier of all of our needs. That there is nothing that we need that God cannot supply. We got to remember that God said that he shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And glory hadn't gotten cheap. Glory hadn't gotten out of everything. Glory has everything that we need. As believers this morning, I know that sometimes it gets hard. It gets hard for us to begin to think, how am I going to make it in these last and evil days? How am I going to make it when it seems like I just don't have enough to go around? But as believers, we got to trust the power of God. As believers, we got to understand that in this life, you're going to have some trials and some tribulations and some hard days is going to come in your life. But isn't it a good thing to know we serve a God that will give you strength enough? God will give you strength to make it through the bad times. Those times when sickness or heartache came upon your family and in your life, God gave you the strength to hold on and to hold out. You got to understand that there are going to come times in your life when you want to throw your hands up in despair. But instead of throwing them up in despair, throw them up in praises. Just continue to praise God anyhow. Isn't it a good thing that you can praise God no matter what you might be going through? God is worthy this morning of all of the praises. And we need to understand that God is looking for somebody that will stand. God is looking for somebody that is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, that will say that I know that the Lord will make a way. Are there any witnesses in the house this morning that know that God will make a way out of no way? I wonder if there anybody in here has ever been down to your very last. And you found out that that just wasn't going to be enough, but somehow, some way, God made a way out of no way. Anybody in here know what I'm talking about? But when you look at your resources and your resources have come down so low that you just don't know how you're going to make it. But I believe somebody learned how to say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. I believe somebody learned how to go down on bended knees and say, I know that the Lord will make a way somehow. How many of you know when God said, I am the bread of life, that you don't have to worry about getting hungry? You may not have what you want to eat, but God will supply you with something to eat. So we got to understand that we got to stop griping and complaining, murmuring all the time about this, that, and the other. But when I look back over my life, I thank God that I am that I am. Anybody in the house? Anybody glad that God has brought you a mighty long way? Hallelujah, Jesus. I wonder this morning, as blessed as we are this day, is anybody grateful for where we come from? See, I thank God this morning that I know what it is to have a wood stove. I thank God this morning I know what it is to get a can of oil and walk down the street and try to make some heat for the family. I thank God this morning that I didn't have a whole lot when I was coming up, but I had everything that I needed. Anybody want to look back over your life? You may not always had a three-piece suit. You may not always had Stacy Adams on your feet. But as long as you had something to go on your back, as long as you had shoes to go on your feet, you ought to be glad. You ought to be glad this morning. Somebody worried about, I don't have shoes. Well, you ought to look at that man and that woman that don't have 2 feet, that don't have both their legs. You better be careful about what you complain about. I may not have everything that I want, but I thank my God that I got everything that I need. Is there a witness in the house that know that God will make a way out of no way? Can you remember? Can you remember when you and your brothers and sisters slept together and you were glad to have a roof over your head? Oh, you don't hear me. You don't hear me. You done forgot where we come from. We didn't always have glory. Hallelujah. You didn't have your own bedroom. Some of us didn't even have but one or two bedrooms with 10 or 12 people in the house. But you made it. Everything is all right. See, every now and then, things have to happen in your life to remind you of where you are, to remind you that you don't belong to yourself. I read in the Bible how that I was bought with a price, and that price that was paid for me, my God, Jesus Christ the Christ, the Lord of Lords, the Lily of the Valley, they tell me that they hung him high and stretched him out wide. And for my sins, he bled and he died. And because I am a child of the living King, I know that God is the bread of life. Every now and then, you gotta have some bread. You gotta have some bread. And when you get that bread, you gotta know where it comes from. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Your father, they ate manna from heaven, but they fell down and they died. But if you eat of my bread, if you eat the bread of my body, for my body is the flesh. My flesh is that bread. And on that night, before he was crucified, he sat there with the disciples and he gave God thanks. And while they were eating, he said, this is my body. Well, he took a piece of bread and he broke that bread and he gave God thanks. He said, eat this in remembrance of me. Then he said, the New Testament of my blood. Drink ye all of it. Communion is not a form or a fashion. Communion is not just something to do. But when you look at this table, the table has already been spread. The bread has already been broke. The prayers has already been sent up. But I want to know, are you ready to eat? Are you ready to eat? When you get ready to eat, you want to make sure you got enough to go around. And every now and then, when you look in your cup and you don't have enough to go around, I come to tell somebody, if you just put it in the hands of the Lord, if you just put it in the hands of Jesus, he will make a way out of no way. He will. I'm glad to know my God will make a way out of no way. I'm glad that when I think of the goodness of my Jesus and all that the Lord has done for me. Anybody come to help church? Anybody come to help church? Well, you better take the brakes off. Get those shackles off your feet. Come on and go with me. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time. Because somebody told me, John, that when all of God's children, when we all get together, we'll have a good time. But when my children get together, I got to feed my children. I don't have enough food. But I know somebody that when you got a little bit, if you put it in the hands of Jesus, Jesus can make a little bread be more than enough. Well, preacher, how do you know? I got to hear in the word of God. The Bible said that there was a whole lot of folk gathered around Jesus. They wanted to have that miracle. They wanted to be fed from on high. Said, Lord, I saw what you've done. How you fed the children manna from heaven. And we need to be fed now. They said, look at all of these folk. But we don't have enough to feed them. Well, Andrew said, well, Lord, I have a little money. But it's not enough money
to buy enough bread to feed all of these people. But the Lord said, make them sit down. Just have them to sit down. And I see what you're telling me now. That there's a lad over there that got 5 barley loaves and 2 little fish. Bring it to me. I can take a little bit and make a whole lot out of it. Bring it to me. Whereas you may not see but 5 barley loaves. You might not see but 2 little fish. But when you put it in my hand, I will give the increase. So God got it in his hand. He began to give God thanks. See, that's where we go wrong. We don't thank God enough. We just murmur and complain. But when you don't have nothing, thank him anyhow. When you're going through hell, thank him anyhow. When you're knocked out to the side, thank him anyhow. When you don't know what you're going to do, thank him anyhow. I thank God. I thank God for that little boy that had his provision, 5 barley loaves and 2 little fish. But the Lord said, I want to give it to the disciples. And the disciples started giving it to the people. The Bible says that there were over 5,000 men and women and children. The Bible said that after they all got their fill, you see, when you got God, he got more than enough. Anybody ever said, feed me, till I want no more? You ought to get fed from on high sometimes. Then the Bible says that Jesus told the disciples, get your basket, 12 of them, I think, and go out there, gather up the fragments, all that we got left over. Look at what you started with. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Now, well, 5,000 folk have been fed. But after it's all said and done, you got more than you had in the first place. So I want to tell somebody that if you put your little bit in the hands of Jesus, Jesus had the power to make a little bit more than enough. I got a little faith that God will make a way. I got a little joy that weeping may endure for a night. But joy, 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 joy. Woo! Hallelujah. You can take a little, and if you put it in the hands of Jesus, you have more than enough. So those of you that feel like your provisions are small, give God thanks and give him the credit for what you do have. And your little shall become much. That's why sometimes, instead of crying about it, just praise him. Just praise him. Instead of cussing somebody out, just praise him. Instead of rolling your eyes at one another, just look to the hill and praise him. Don't miss an opportunity to get your praise on. Because God will bless you when you give back what God has given you. When I think about how God can take such a small amount and feed so many, then if we believe one word of the Bible, if we can take that and believe that, then don't worry about your children being hungry. Because the same God that fed over 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish, what do you think he can do for your family? We serve a great God. How many of you trust the God that you serve? Not your bank account. Not what you already got packed up in the freezer. That's good to know what you already got. But every day it's going to come down. And it's going to come down. So you got to have something to put back. And everything that we have comes from the Lord. You can plant the seed. You can dig the hole in the ground. But God has to send the rain. God has to send the sunshine. And God has to make the increase. And once God makes the increase, then you got to get up off your lazy self, go out there in the yard, and pull it up out the ground. Hallelujah. Some of us hungry because we're lazy. Now I done preached, so I ain't going to mess with that. Come on, choir.